Well, please take your Bibles, and if you'll turn with me now to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16. Mark chapter 16, our message is titled, The Good News of Easter. And I want to share with you three reasons this morning why Easter is such good news. What exactly is the good news of Easter? Well, we're going to read about it first, then we'll talk about it, okay? So Mark chapter 16, I'm going to read verses 1 through 7, and then we'll jump ahead and read verses 14 through 16. Please stand with me for the reading of God's word. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." Picking up in verse 14 now. Later, Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating. He rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." This is the word of God. Let us pray. Dear Lord, as we look into the good news of Easter this morning, I pray that you would touch our hearts by your Spirit, speak to us through your word, and may we leave changed people this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. After Jesus rose from the dead, as we just read, he told his disciples to go into all the world and to preach the good news to all creation. You know, it's 2,000 years later, and we're still doing that, aren't we? We're doing that around the world. We're doing that here in church this morning. We are sharing the good news of Easter. And this morning, I especially want to share with you three reasons why the message of Easter is such good news. Because it's good news, isn't it? It's wonderful news, the best news ever. There's an outline in your worship guide. I'd encourage you to take that out. We'll help you to follow along. But let's get started. Easter is good news, first of all, because Jesus rose from the dead. Amen? Amen? Amen. Of course, that's the big one. That's why we're here for Easter, right? Jesus rose from the dead. He is risen. Indeed. That's right. You got to do that indeed. It's just kind of this thing we do. Let's try that again. He is risen. He is risen indeed. One more time. He is risen. He is risen indeed. It's good news, isn't it? It's wonderful news. The angel at the tomb told the women, "Don't be alarmed." He says, "I know who you're looking for. You're looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. But he has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him." And I want you to stop and think for a moment. What an amazing thing that is. I mean, really, the whole of human history, sadly, is a history of death. Everyone has a birth date, but everyone also has a death date. Some die young, some live long, but everyone dies. And it's been that way from the beginning. The Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death. God told Adam back in the garden, he said, "Adam, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden. Knock yourself out, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat of it, you will surely die." And sure enough, when Adam and Eve disobeyed God and they took that fruit and they ate it, what happened? People began to die. And their own son Abel was the first to go. Murdered by his own brother, cut short before his time. But in a sense, we are all cut short before our time. Because God did not originally create us to die. God created us to live. To live and love and serve and worship Him. God is the giver of life. He created the world with light and air and vegetation and all sorts of living creatures. And then He created men and women in His own image. And He breathed into them the breath of life. You were not created to die. God created you to live. And yet, every single human being from the beginning of history has either died or will die. Now, Enoch and Elijah, you've got two exceptions from the Old Testament. Believers who are still alive when Jesus returns, those will be the other exceptions. But other than that, everyone else has either died or will die. So when we read that Jesus rose from the dead, that's good news. It means someone finally did it, right? Somebody finally beat death at its own game. Someone stared death straight in the face, died, was buried, and rose again, never to die again. And that's good news. In fact, that would be good news no matter who it was, right? That would be good news if it were your Uncle Frank or Aunt Mary, okay? It would be good news even if it were some stranger you never met from halfway around the globe. It would be good news because up to that point, death had claimed every human being, and now finally, someone who had died had risen again, never to die again. I once saw a missionary video about a tribe that kept the dead bones of their ancestors in wooden boxes in their homes. And they kept them there in hopes that perhaps, right? Perhaps, just maybe, someday one of them might come alive again. But no one ever did. Sometimes they would peek in the boxes just to check. But all they would see were the bones of their dead ancestors. And they were filled with despair because they didn't know what happened when they died. They didn't know, and no one ever came back to tell them. And so when these missionaries arrived and shared with them about Jesus who rose from the dead, they were filled with joy. This was good news because somebody finally did it. Someone died and came back again. And so Easter is good news, first of all, because Jesus rose from the dead. Amen? Amen? Amen. But, okay, the good news of Easter, guess what? Gets even better. Gets even better than that. Because the good news of Easter is not only that Jesus rose from the dead, but that He rose from the dead for you. He did it for you and for me. We read Romans 4 tells us this about Jesus. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. Now, we often hear that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. That's true, right? We've all sinned against God, okay? Anybody not sinned here? Okay, put that hand down, okay? We've all sinned against God, right? The wages of sin is death. Jesus paid the price for us by dying in our place. That is an important part of the gospel. It's an important part of the good news that we share, the good news of Christ. But the gospel or good news of Jesus is not complete if we only focus on Jesus' death. Because the good news is not only that Jesus died for our sins, but that He was also raised to life for our justification. And you might be wondering, okay, well, I hear the words, but what does that mean, okay? Jesus was raised to life for my justification. It sounds important, okay, but what does it mean? What does it actually mean? Well, it is important. It's extremely important because without justification, none of us would ever be saved. And justification simply means this. It means that God, through Jesus, declares you righteous in his sight. I'll say that again. God, through Jesus, declares you righteous in his sight. Doesn't mean you've never sinned. We've all sinned. But through Jesus, God gives you a righteousness that you never had before, that you never could have on your own. Just as God took your sins and placed them on Jesus at the cross, so God also takes Jesus' righteousness and he places it on you when you put your faith in Christ. Think about that. God gives you the righteousness of his own Son, Jesus. And that means when you approach God in worship or prayer, he accepts you the same way he would accept Jesus. And so you are forgiven of your sins, praise God, and you are also made righteous in his sight. That's good news. That's wonderful news, and it was only made possible through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That Romans 4:25, what does that say again? He was delivered over to death for our sins. He was raised to life for our justification. Now, some of you may still be saying, well, how does that work? How does Jesus' resurrection bring about our justification? I mean, wasn't Jesus' death on the cross, wasn't that enough? Well, one way to answer that question is to ask another. What if Jesus had not risen from the dead? What if he had died on the cross for our sins, but then he never came back to life again? What would that mean? Well, I'll tell you what it means, and it's not good news, okay? We would not have good news of Easter today. It would mean this. It would mean that the sacrifice Jesus offered for our sins on the cross was not accepted by God. That's what it would mean. It would mean that when Jesus offered himself on the cross on our behalf, that it was not a perfect offering free from all blemish and sin. It would mean that Jesus was not perfectly righteous before God, and therefore Jesus could not share his perfect righteousness with us. But the fact that Jesus rose from the dead shows that he was righteous. He lived a sinless life of perfect righteousness, and then he offered up that perfect life as a perfect sacrifice for you and for me. Now, I could write you a check this morning for $50, and you'd be excited, and you could take that check to the bank and cash it right away. Or I could write you a check for $1 million, and now you'd be really excited, and you know, you could take that check to the ATM and deposit it, and 3 days from now, guess what? You're going to get a call from the bank telling you the check's no good. Should have taken the 50, right? And yeah, and if the check's no good, guess what? You've got nothing. Nothing at all. Well, here's the deal. On Good Friday, God wrote a check for the greatest amount in human history. He offered up his own son on the cross as full payment for all the sins of humanity. And 3 days later, on Easter Sunday, whew, the check cleared. Amen? That's what the resurrection is all about. And you see, the fact that Jesus rose from the dead, that shows that God accepted him. He accepted his sacrifice as perfect and righteous. And when you put your faith in Jesus as Lord and Savior, God takes the righteousness of Christ and he gives it to you. Jesus was delivered over to death for our sins, and he was raised to life for our justification. So yes, it's good news that Jesus rose from the dead, but it's even better news to know that he did it for you. It's good news that someone, anyone, rose from the dead. It's even better news that it was Jesus, because only Jesus lived a perfect sinless life and offered that life up for you and me. So the good news, Jesus rose from the dead. The better news, Jesus rose from the dead for you. But wait, there's more. I know it sounds like one of those commercials, right? But wait, there's more. Because the good news of Easter is also that Jesus shares his resurrection with you. And because Jesus conquered death, you can conquer death too. Jesus didn't rise from the dead simply to share his righteousness with you. I mean, that's wonderful enough. But Jesus rose from the dead also so that you could rise from the dead. And that's the best news of all. We read in Romans chapter 6, verse 5, if we have been united with him in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. Notice that word if at the beginning of the sentence. There is a condition presented in this verse. If we have been united with him in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. That means if we have not been united with him in his death, then we will not be united with him in his resurrection. And so if you want to share in Christ's resurrection, this best news, you must first share in his death. And you, once again, how do you do that? How do you share in Christ's death so that you may also share in his resurrection? And praise God, God is so clear on this in the Bible. He tells us exactly how this happens. You must die to yourself and turn to God through repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. I'll say that again. You must die to yourself and turn to God through repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. You must confess that you are a sinner in need of a Savior. You must believe that Jesus is the Son of God who died on the cross for your sins and rose again. You must turn away from your sins and commit yourself in faith to him. When you do that, you are now united with Christ by faith. You are united with him in his death. And if you're united with him in his death, you will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. We demonstrate this new life and faith in Christ through baptism. You know, when we're baptized, we go under the water. We are buried under the water. It symbolizes death to self and our old way of life. And then when we come up out of the water, that's a symbol of resurrection. We're bursting up out of our graves with new life and power given to us through Christ. It's a reminder that one day we will be raised from our physical graves. We're going to bust out of our physical graves to live with God forever in our resurrected and glorified bodies. So the good news is that Jesus rose from the dead. The better news is that Jesus rose from the dead for you. But the best news is that through Jesus, you can conquer death too. And whether you are buried in the ground or your descendants keep your bones in a box in the living room, you will rise again. And one day they're going to peek in the box. The bones won't be there anymore. Box is empty because when Christ returns, he will raise the bodies of all those who have put their faith in him. And so we will be with the Lord and with each other forever. And that's the good news of Easter. Amen. I do want to close our time this morning with a story. It's a true story. It's about a man named William Sangster. He was a pastor in England, a pastor in the 1940s, 1950s. When Sangster was 58 years old, he was diagnosed with an incurable disease that was causing his muscles to atrophy. When he first learned of the disease, he made the following four resolutions. Number one, I will never complain. Number two, I will keep the home bright. Number three, I will count my blessings. Number four, I will try to turn it to gain. 58 years old. Over the next several years of his life, his body became paralyzed. He progressively lost muscle throughout his body. He was eventually left with no voice. For a preacher, that's a tough thing, folks. Believe me, okay? Left with no voice. He was left with movement only in two fingers. And he continued to use those two fingers to write and communicate. It was Easter morning, 1960, just a few weeks before his death. And using his two fingers, he wrote the following words. He wrote out, "How terrible to wake up on Easter and have no voice to shout, 'He is risen.'" But then he kept going. "Far worse to have a voice and not want to shout." Folks, we have the best news ever to share. Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus rose from the dead for you. And through Jesus, you can conquer death too. That is the good news of Jesus, and that is worth shouting about. Amen? Amen. So do you all have your voices with you this morning? Okay. God hasn't removed that. You've got that. Well, let's use them, right? Right? He is risen.
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 Hallelujah. Let us pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Dear Lord, we praise you for the resurrection of Jesus that makes our life with you possible here in this life and eternal life forever with you and with our loved ones who've put their faith in Christ. Lord, I pray if there's anyone here who has not trusted you, if they've not been united with you in your death, that today they would turn from their sins and put their faith in Jesus and receive that free gift of eternal life that they may share in the good news of Easter with us this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.